This Faith and Finance podcast is underwritten in part by Praxis Mutual Funds. They are a leading faith-based family of mutual funds helping people integrate their finances with their values since 1994. With Praxis, your investments can make a difference for you and the world around you. Learn more at PraxisMutualFunds.com.
For yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. I am Rob West. In Joshua 24:15, Joshua makes a statement of faith in front of the whole nation of Israel. He and his family chose to serve the one true God. Today, you have the same choice between false gods and the Lord. We'll find out how that relates to your finances and then take your calls at 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance, biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, after crossing the Jordan into the Promised Land, the Israelites fought the Battle of Jericho. Joshua was their leader, and the Lord gave them the victory. In Joshua 24, the general reminds his people of God's faithfulness to them at Jericho and through their history. He ends by making that memorable statement of faith. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. As Christians in a non-Christian culture, we are also called to take a stand. We can either choose to serve the gods of this world or the Lord. It's not easy for us, and it wasn't easy for the Israelites. There were temptations everywhere to serve other gods. That's why Joshua reminds the people over and over, "Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Be strong and courageous." In the New Testament, Paul echoes Joshua's call to the Israelites in 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. It takes courage, determination, and trust in the Lord to withstand the worldly desires and impulses that assault us every day. So, what are some of the false gods we deal with today? Well, Larry Burkett used to say that a false god is anything that detours our commitment to God. So anything you focus on, depend on, or put your trust in other than the Lord is a false god or an idol. Let's look at a few of today's idols. First, financial security can become an idol. You might be depending on your retirement plans, savings accounts, and investment income to see you through. But financial security won't save you in the end. Another false god is government provision. Do you expect welfare programs, federal relief checks, or government handouts to meet your needs? These are only temporary fixes. God is your ultimate provider. For some folks, power is what they trust. Personal status, reputation, and financial influence might seem desirable, but these don't have the power to bring peace. Another idol you'll see everywhere is the idea of personal autonomy. I did it my way seems empowering. Follow your own desires looks appealing, and I deserve this feels right. But all of these represent a worldview that puts you on the throne of your life. Selfishness and pride are sins that leave no room for the Lord. You know, it's possible to be strong in a worldly way, either physically or by sheer human determination. But I don't think that's what Joshua meant when he challenged his people to be strong and courageous. True strength is defined by its source. And when the Lord is your source, your strength is from Him. Our faith in God is our trust in Him to be our strength in times of need. As it says in Psalm 20, God's people can rise up and stand firm because we trust in the name of the Lord our God. But what if you don't choose to serve the Lord? Well, the consequences of trusting in false gods are severe. Throughout God's word, you'll find warnings against bowing down to idols. Israel suffered God's judgment many times for their unfaithfulness. On the other hand, there are many benefits to trusting the Lord instead of false gods. One benefit is a closer walk with Christ. Following biblical principles in your financial choices means you're listening closely to what God wants for you, reading His Word, and trusting Christ to lead you. When you invite God into this important area of your life, you'll begin to understand 1 Timothy 6. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Another benefit that comes with trusting God in your finances is peace. When your financial choices are made in Christ, the result is peace, because God is in control. As it says in Romans 8:6, the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. While worldly desires and attitudes will lead people astray, pursuing God's way in your financial life can bring spiritual growth. You can make your financial decisions according to God's principles or according to secular worldly ideas. Like Joshua, you must choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, and we pray that you will choose to serve Christ and trust the Lord with everything. All right, your calls are next. 800-525-7000. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
This is Faith and Finance, biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. I'm Rob West. Looks like we have one line open today, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Hey, did you know that one of the keys, according to a recent study, to overcoming the conflict that we can often have in marriage over money is to have cushion or margin? Here's what I mean by that. The study says that 70% of married couples have conflict around money in marriage. We just struggle to get on the same page and operate with unity. One of the keys to overcoming that is not a matter of the income that you have. It's a matter of you living on less than whatever that income is, that you have cushion or margin, and that really is key to being able to have productive conversations around money in marriage. And in part, that's because you have to have that surplus in order to be able to fund your goals. If you're going to use money as a tool to accomplish beyond basic needs, your God-given goals, increasing your giving, saving for the future, paying off debt, taking a family vacation, if you're going to be able to do any of those things, you got to have that surplus. Well, I've found the absolute key, apart from recognizing God owns it all, is to have a spending plan. You've got to have that spending plan that balances, and then you can't stick it in the drawer. You've got to have a plan or a system to control the flow of money in and out. For Julie and me, that's the FaithFi app. You can find it at faithfi.com. Just click on app or search for FaithFi in your app store. We've set up our budget. We have envelopes for every category, digital, of course. We've connected our bank and the credit cards we use for budgeted items. The transactions download automatically. They're smart enough to know which envelopes each transaction or vendor goes into. And at any point in the month, she and I can open the app and say, yep, we're off track on eating out. Guess what? We're not eating out anymore for the next 2 weeks. And that's just the kind of decisions we can make because we have the information at our fingertips. Check it out today. You can download it at faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. Just click app. All right, back to the phones. It looks like they're all full, so we're going to dive in and get to as many as we can. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Jamie. Thanks for your patience. Go right ahead.
Hi. Yes, I was calling about an annuity that I had rolled over to an F&G annuity, and it's been 2 years, and the way it was presented to me, I was supposed to make some money and has not made any money at all. So I didn't know whether to try to roll it into something else or, and I have another question. I've wanted to take some money out. I can take out $20,000 a year without any penalties. And we've got some house repairs we wanted to do before I retired. Would that be wise to do that?
Yes. Very good.
So a couple of thoughts there. Number one is, you know, annuities are not my favorite choice in terms of, you know, how we grow our wealth. Do they have a place? Absolutely. And when it comes to, you know, investing, we have to decide, do we want to bear the burden of the risk or do we want to transfer that to someone else? And that's where annuities can shine. If you say, listen, I understand the risk associated with investing in the market, even though you can manage that through a properly diversified portfolio. So what I want to be able to do is transfer that to someone else, in this case, an insurance company, so that I have the opportunity to, you know, no longer incur that on myself and, you know, transfer that to the insurance company in exchange for either a fixed rate of return with a fixed annuity or a variable rate of return where I generally get a portion of the upside of whatever investments I select, but I have a floor on the downside. So I'm in exchange for giving up part of the upside, getting no downside risk. Do you know what type of annuity it is, fixed or variable?
Well, it says an accumulator plus 10 individual retirement annuity. I know that it's on S&P and, hold on a second, S&P 500 composite, Barclays Trailblazer Sectors, and a GS Global Factor Index.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a deferred fixed annuity that has the opportunity to grow based on an underlying market index where you get a portion of that upside. And then there's generally a fixed amount that might be called a bonus that's added to it as well. And so you need to understand why you're not seeing any gain in there, because there should have been a market value adjustment. Now, it could just be that during the duration that you've had it, the particular indexes you were in, you know, you've had some downward adjustments along with the upward adjustments. But I would want an explanation on that in terms of, you know, if in fact there has been no gain and it's not just that it's been credited to a cash account and you're not seeing it or something, why is that there hasn't been any gain associated with this? Because obviously the purpose that you had it was that, you know, it would grow in value, even if it's not growing as much as the market, but you had that downside protection, which you were probably looking for. So I would want an explanation on that. In terms of where you go from here, you know, if you are interested in rolling that out, you know, you could hire an advisor that inside an IRA, which you could typically roll this out to, could manage this in the market, managing the risk through, you know, a stock and bond portfolio. But the goal there would be, you know, to have downside protection. You can't eliminate it, but just try to be, you know, as conservative as possible, allow you to fully, participate in the upside of, you know, the bond and the stock market as it grows. You have to take the downside with it, but you also have complete access to your money, whereas there can be some limitations inside the annuity. So give me your thoughts on that. Are you wanting to take, you know, little to no risk and therefore you're comfortable with an insurance product, or would you be interested in getting it out of the complexity of an insurance product and managed by an advisor, but recognizing that there is downside risk with that?
Well, I don't know. See, I asked this guy, I said, I was wondering why we haven't gotten any, you know, any interest on it. And he says, well, at least you didn't lose any money. I could have kept it where it was at and I kept right. And drawing a little bit of interest, you know what I'm saying? Without losing anything. So, so I don't know. I can't sit around, and we don't have a lot. So it's just kind of trying to make as much as we can off of it.
Yeah. Well, that's not an acceptable answer to me. You know, at least you didn't lose money, because I mean, you could have been in CDs inside an IRA and gotten 5% a year. Now, obviously you did this. How long have you been in this product?
2 years. I did it in 2022.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, there should have been at least a fixed interest rate attached to this. Plus, I would imagine that you had some upside potential as well. So I'd try to get a little bit more explanation. And then I think perhaps the next best option, other than being with Fidelity and Guarantee Life Insurance Company, which is a very soundly rated company, but perhaps, you know, getting some other alternatives from a few advisors, maybe a certified Kingdom advisor there in Texas that could present you with some other alternatives that might do a little better, or at least give you the ability to make a little bit more money, I think would be a better option. Because keep in mind, even once you get to a retirement season of life, if the Lord tarries and you're in good health, you still have a decades long need for this money to last. And one of the key ways you overcome inflation is by growing it. Now, you have to take the downside risk with that. But again, you're not looking, you know, for this over a 1 or a 2 or even a 5-year period. You're looking at 10 or 20 years that this money needs to last, Lord willing. And with that allows you to, you know, overcome any down markets that may come as a result of a recession or something like that. So I connect with an advisor in your area, Jamie, at faithfi.com. Just click find a professional. Thanks for calling. We'll be right back.
As a faithful listener of this program, you know that there's life-changing financial wisdom in God's Word. And FaithFi is here to help you and millions of others learn to be good and faithful stewards. As a nonprofit organization, we rely on help from monthly FaithFi patrons, supporters of this mission, to help us continue and expand our outreach. Has God provided financial answers for you through this ministry? If so, consider becoming a monthly FaithFi patron. Visit faithfi.com and click Give.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance. We're taking your calls and questions today, 800-525-7000. We have a few lines open. You can call right now. Let's go to Tennessee. Lloyd, thanks for your patience. Go ahead, sir.
Mr. West, first of all, thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
My wife and I, I'm 70, my wife's 69. We want to do a reverse mortgage. We don't know where to start. We probably owe 35-40% of the home's value. It's a humble abode. That would be one thing. And then I want to ask you a question about investing. What, say, low six figures, that we're getting 5% now through a local credit union every 11 or 13 months. And then I want to ask you about some home and car insurance, which everybody knows is going way up.
Yeah. So no question about it.
Reverse mortgage, first of all.
Yeah, very good. I mean, so a reverse mortgage is a planning tool that should be considered in this season of life. A lot of folks, you know, really like the idea of getting out of debt and staying out of debt, being completely unencumbered. And I certainly understand that. I think God's word affirms that. But this idea that in this season of life, if income is limited, we've got a good bit of equity tied up in a home that we plan to stay in for a long time, and we want to take on what's considered non-recourse debt, as long as we use what's called a HECM, which is a home equity conversion mortgage. The reason it's non-recourse is basically through a reverse mortgage that's a HECM, you basically have the U.S. government stepping in and saying that anything that is ever owed on this reverse mortgage that exceeds the value of the home, we will cover it. So, you know, if they pay you out, let's say, a monthly income stream and you live to 130 and they ended up paying you more than the value of the home when it was sold at your death or the death of you and your wife, then the government will step in and cover the difference. There's never any thing owed by you. And so that's non-recourse. You're not guaranteeing it personally apart from pledging the value of the home. Now, there's a couple of ways you can go about it. One would be if you had a balance that you're continuing to pay a mortgage payment on, you could initiate a reverse mortgage and essentially just pay off the mortgage. So now you no longer have a payment. You don't have to start taking an income stream. And then whatever you owed that was paid off by the reverse mortgage to your conventional lender, that amount would then grow over time with fees and interest. And then at your death or when you sold the home, whichever comes first, then the home would be sold and they would, you know, the balance would be paid off, whatever it is at that time. The second option is to take a line of credit against it. which is where you could borrow against the home if you need it. And then the third is to actually convert it to an income stream where not only would they pay off the existing loan balance, but then they'd start giving you a monthly amount that would continue for the rest of your lives that could supplement your income. Now, keep in mind, you're systematically decreasing that equity that you have, but it does, you know, provide for some folks who are really kind of struggling in this season of life, some supplemental income that really helps them to maintain their quality of life, and it can be very helpful. They're not all created equal, so I'd be, you know, thoughtful about who you work with. I wouldn't just respond to someone off the television. We do have an underwriter here at Faith and Finance, a wonderful mortgage company that does specialize in reverse mortgages called Movement Mortgage, and you could go to movement.com/faith and then connect with somebody there to help you understand how all of this works. But you would qualify, Lloyd, based on the fact that you have at least 50% equity in the home.
And it was called Movement, what, sir?
Movement.com/faith. Are you on, do you use the internet?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. The word move, I understand. Movement.com/faith, and then you can put your information in and they'll give you a call.
Okay. Well, we have very little debt, very little, 3.5-4%. We just don't know where, other than what you just shared with me, this movement.com, we have no direction. I'm not looking for some rascal with a crucifix or cross on the front door.
Sure.
We got plenty of those out there. Also, we have maybe, you know, low six figures that we'd like to have something, you know, a better. We're getting now through a local credit union 5% every 11 to 13 months. Then you've got, it's like a CD. But that's what we've been doing the last year and a half or so. Just when it's up, we just roll it over again, or it starts a new plan. I'm not sure. But as far as investing safely,
yes,
with monies that we have.
Yeah, well, I like that option a lot, Lloyd. I would probably just check that against whatever the prevailing rates are at some of the online banks. I would go to bankrate.com. Here's another website, bankrate.com. You could click on CD right there at the top of the page, and then you would go in and sort by whatever duration you want, and you could see who has the very best rates as of that day, and just compare it to what you're getting with the credit union. The only thing I might throw out is we know rates are going to start coming down. Well, we're almost sure at some point this year. The Fed was originally saying we could have as many as 6 rate cuts, which is probably more like 3 this year. And the longer that inflation proves to be stubborn, the more that's pushed out. And so it could be certainly in the second half of this year. But they are going to be coming down. And so it may be time to start looking at, you know, 3-year or even a 5-year CD if you're able to, or maybe you ladder it. You take 25% of it and you put it at 6 months, 25% at a year, 25% at 2 years, 25% at 4 years. And then every year or so you have, you know, maybe a fourth of it coming due. But at least you can lock in some of these higher interest rates, because you may find yourself 12 months from now where rates are quite a bit lower than they are today.
Well, we're not pressed. I mean, we're financially, we live very humbly.
Okay,
we're
yeah.
Very humble abode. Next question, if I may, if you can direct me as well, is home and automobile insurance.
Yeah, so I don't have a solution for that other than there's some great tools online where you can get some great quotes just to compare. I would just say shop around. Don't just take the first quote, and you just recognize that unless you just have a trusted relationship and, you know, you value other things beyond just the premium, like the customer service and just their willingness to step in and, you know, cover some of the extras. If you're really just shopping based on price, it probably makes sense for you to, you know, jump around every couple of years, because a lot of times they'll discount it on the front end to get you in. And then over time it begins to increase. So I would just use some of the online tools to check and get quotes against what you're getting right now and just compare them. There's some great comparison tools out there. Lloyd, I appreciate your call and your kind remarks about the program, sir. May the Lord bless you. Hey, if you're looking for a Bible study, perhaps you'd like to explore the money topic in a small group study, maybe a church, maybe you're in a men's or women's group, or you have a small group in your neighborhood, and you're always looking for relevant topics taking you deep into Scripture, well, our brand new four-week study, Rich Toward God, just came out. Check it out at faithfi.com. Just click shop at the top of the page. That's faithfi.com, and you can order your copy. Thanks for joining us today. I look forward to talking with you again next time on Faith and Finance.
Faith and Finance is provided by FaithFi and listeners like you.